Now, back to the Barnabas Health High School football show, live from the Water Street Bar and Grill in Toms River, powered by Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Kevin Williams and Ed Salute here from Baker's Water Street Grill in Toms River, joined by our guests tonight, reporters Steve Hawk and Scott Stump. All right, guys, preseason top 10. Some of these feel almost like you have to do it, but you really hate it. Let's be honest. What ends up happening at the end of the year is everyone tells you, you guys didn't know what you were talking about.
We pinned it on our bulletin board and circled our name, wasn't on there.
Yeah, there's nothing good that comes out of these because nobody really wants to be number one. And then when you leave someone out, they get offended. So, you know.
That's the funny part. They say, don't rank us. And then when you actually don't rank them, they're offended that you didn't do it.
So it's kind of like a rite of passage. So, Steve, I'm going to let you go first and give me your top 10 at the Jersey Shore.
I had the handicap of having to do this in the first week of July because we had to compile information for USA Today magazine.
You could change. What? You're allowed to change.
Well, I mean, I'm stuck. I'm told I'm married to what I did.
Okay.
So, unfortunately, Red Bank Catholic, I started off number one. I feel confident about that one. I feel confident about Neptune at two, and I feel confident about Manalapan at three. I had Manawan at four and Long Branch at five. After the Dwight Clark injury, I don't know if Long Branch is necessarily a top five team anymore. Middletown South six, I'm really still not sure what they're all about. I had Jackson at seven, but then when I started looking at Jackson, I realized they had no skill position people. I was going on all the returning linemen they have. Then I have Southern at eight, and I think Southern is probably the lukewarm favorite in Class A South. Rumson nine and Manasquan 10. I mean, if I had to think about it right now, I'd probably be a little bit different looking. Mm-hmm.
Give me one team, one other team out there that could make a serious run at somewhere in the top 10 if all the chips fell in place.
Barnegat.
Okay. All right. Ed, you're up.
Well, I put Neptune number one because as opposed to Scott Stump, I had them number one last year, winning a state championship, even though Scott had RBC as a final number one. I disagreed with him there. I put
RBC.
Well,
they only beat Neptune head-to-head.
I know, but
that doesn't count.
Don't let that figure in there.
It's did you win a state championship, or do you have the ring? Yes, they do. RBC 2, Manalapan 3. I put Rumson 4. I just thought Roberto, top quarterback coming back, very good. Southern number 5. Toms River North. Excuse me. Yeah, Southern 5, Toms River North 6. And the reason why I had North 6 is because of what I saw against Neptune. And I think both teams played everybody. So I thought that was legit. Mattawan, Middletown South, Asbury Park, and Brick Memorial.
Okay, and give me one other.
Well, Barnegat's a good choice, but since he gave you Barnegat, I'll go with Long Branch if they could get Clark back. And, you know, make a run there, you know. And then let's go with one of the small schools. Let's go with Point Beach. Okay. We put them in last year at the end, right?
Okay. Scott, you're up.
I think the consensus we're hearing in the top three, you know. Yeah. I have RBC 1, Neptune 2, Manalapan 3, and I feel solid about that. Although we say we feel solid about Manalapan, and yet they lose to Jackson in the first game every year. But hopefully that's a little different for the Braves fans. Southern, I have 4, because if we're considering them a favorite to win a division we think is very good, I think they should be a top 5 team. Lacey, I have 5. That might be the one maybe I'm reaching a little bit. They didn't look tremendous in the preseason, but they are a solid program. We'll see. Brick Memorial, 6. I think they will get back into the hunt this year as a competitor in the state and A South. Rumson, I had 7. They've become a perennial top 10 team, and I think they're a team that could potentially move up in the rankings depending on how they do, you know, because they're not even going to see RBC until Thanksgiving. Mattawan, 8. I mean, they did graduate some quality players, but there's still talent back there. They're a great program. Middletown South, 9 is almost kind of a respect pick, you know. I don't really know. I saw them in a scrimmage, but I don't know. I can't go crazy about scrimmages. You know, I looked back at last year. Toms River North beat Neptune in a scrimmage last year. Toms River North went 4-6. Neptune went 11-1. So, you know, I just think South, you know, Eli Smith should do it. They churn out 7 or 8 wins every year regardless. 10, I have Barnegat because I think that can be a team, especially as the year goes on, that could get better and better and maybe move up in the rankings. And then if you're asking me for that one other team, I guess I would say Toms River North, although I'd almost want to cheat and give you Thompson North and Long Branch. I still think Long Branch can be a factor in B North, and even without Dwight Clark, can still hold the fort when he's gone.
I won't elaborate on my 10. I'll just run it down because basically everything's been said, so why bother? Red Bank Catholic, Neptune, Manalapan Southern, Rumson, Mattawan, Long Branch, Brick Memorial, Middletown South, Jackson Memorial, and I'll go way out on a limb and give you a team nobody's mentioned just because, Point Borough. Just for the heck of it.
No, you're right. I mentioned them as a team to watch. And you think, I mean, if they make a run at the B-South title, that would pretty much put you right in there to be a top 10 team.
So I don't know if I can remember a year in which we could have all ended up with about nine of the same teams in a top 10. It seems like there is separation, even more so this year than maybe in some other years.
Well, I think when you even talk about when we went through all the divisions, other than maybe B-Central, we kind of named a clear favorite in every division.
Yeah, yeah. So.
And it's more of the same.
Yeah.
There's no surprises in the
And you look at that
group.
Top three, that's pretty much the top three from last year.
Exactly. Yep. It's more of the same.
We obviously, in talking about teams, spent a little bit of time on the top players, but I'll kind of throw this one at you that I didn't tell you I was going to throw at you, but that's why you guys are so good. If you were to pick now an offensive and defensive player of the year on the shore.
Oh, boy.
I mean, nobody's going to hold you to it, although we are taping this. Scott, just for the heck of it.
Oh boy.
I think defense is going to be easy.
Yeah, I do.
Well, I mean, you could go with Garrett Sickles or Josh Klecko.
Josh Klecko. I'll go with Klecko, only because I think they'll have a lot of wins.
I'll go with Klecko, too.
See, it's interesting in that, like, a Tyrese Bevorette could put up better numbers than Jaheim Woods did last year, but if that team, you know, goes 4-6 or something, he's not going to get the kind of push.
Because player of the year is not necessarily the best player.
No. A lot of times it comes from a team that's
exactly
successful.
Exactly, who had a best. It's almost, unfortunately, sometimes it's really more of an MVP. Very rarely is a player of the year on a bad team.
And I just wonder if a team like a Manalapan, are the numbers going to be too broken up amongst, you know, Fritzer, Blackwell?
Can you give it to a wide receiver, for example?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
There are some, I'll tell you what,
like
there are some
like
really
if an Ishmael Hyman has 1,300 yards receiving or something, you know.
I would have said Dwight Clark before he got hurt.
Right.
Could this be the year of the wide receiver? There are some unbelievably
That was one of the features in our in our preview about how deep it's become with everyone running spread. I mean, you think there's two spots on all shore, you could name 10 wide receivers off the top of your head who could all be first team.
But if a wide receiver has a good year, you've got to have a quarterback, remember. I don't know. I thought last year was the year of the quarterback, right? I would say a lot of good quarterbacks last year. I don't know if there's that many good ones.
That gets back to team success in that Ryan Davies broke every record under the sun last year and was not considered for player of the year because Jaheim Woods also had a great season but directed the Neptune to a state title.
Steven Scott, you got to yield to me for a second. Ed, we got to take care of our little thing we do because we'll still have a couple minutes, but I want to make sure we get this done. Each week, Matt, Ed, and I pick games. We're calling it the Pick Six this year.
Six games.
Okay, we're picking six games every week. I would remind our listeners that I believe I'm the 2- or 3-time defending champion. usually don't even need the final weekend to wrap this thing up. So we'll look at the six games we've picked up, and Ed usually finishes last, by the way, guys.
Checked the records last year.
I tossed them
out. I was leading most of the way last year.
Yeah, until we got to October. Yeah. Okay, so here we go. Let's start with the game we're doing tomorrow night, and that is Brick at Brick Memorial. Matt has already submitted his in absentia, and I will tell you, both Matt and I took Brick Memorial.
Yeah, I'll take the Stangs also.
Manalapan at Jackson only because it's the game that, you know, usually provides the upset every year. Both Matt and I went Manalapan.
Not this year. Manalapan will win.
Shore Rumson, I think a fascinating week one game for a lot of the things we've talked about. I'll let you go first.
Home team. I'm going with the Bulldogs.
Yeah, we're all the same on that one. Central Toms River South, fascinating because somebody's got to win this one, and, you know, somebody needs that win, especially I think we said Toms River South. Trying to get a win.
Not to mention they're all now competing for players.
Yeah, well, we'll save that for another night. We both, by the way, Matt and I, we both went Golden Eagles, the visitors.
Well, I'll go the other way just to make it different because I originally had said the Eagles, but I'm Golden Eagles, but I'm going to go with the Indians. Ron Signorino Jr. puts up a W in their home opener.
I had to go alma mater, you understand, being a
of
Hall
course.
Of Famer. Long Branch Manasquan, Ed, who do you like?
I like Manasquan.
Wow, Matt and I
before,
both went.
Before, did, I bet you Matt didn't know Clark got hurt.
Well, I don't know. I did. I took Long Branch anyway. And Howell, Tom's River North on Saturday night. That's been a fun game very often over the last few years. Some decided outcomes in that one. Matt went Howell. I went Tom's River North.
Yeah, so did I. I'm going to go Mariners, I think, at home Saturday night. By the way, 2 years in a row that they get them at home.
Yeah, I know. Just you the know, quirk of years, the schedule.
Right, right. 2 year schedules. All this right. is the first year. I'll go North.
Of course, Steve, your picks will be in the Asbury Park Press
and
tomorrow.
So are yours.
As will I. I finished the game back last year, right?
I went behind Rob Ziegler.
So I'm going to try and make a run at that. And Scott's picks
will be on ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
Absolutely. So that takes care of that. Okay. Theme. How about give me what could be a theme of this year? Something that I don't know. Just.
I think the wide receiver theme that you mentioned is one thing. It's just an incredible depth at that position. You want to say non-traditional programs rising up, but then you look at our top 10 and it's like half of last year.
I don't know if there's a lot of definite state champions this year.
Oh, that's the one that I was going
to
ask you.
Let's get to that.
Okay, yeah, let me give you that one. I mean, after the first weekend in December, give me the Shore Conference teams that win state championships.
I think Manalapan can win Central Jersey Group 5.
Right.
Which are now
five.
In.
That's another test.
Neptune can repeat as Central 3. A Shore team can win Central Jersey Group 1. I don't know which one I'll commit to, whether it's, you know,
Asbury or Shore.
One of those.
Beach.
And I think Rumson I would put as a favorite to win Central Jersey Group 2.
Okay.
And as in South Jersey brackets,
well, it's been rough going for South Jersey.
You know the team
a lot
I would look at
are in trouble.
Well,
the
team
there.
That could be peaking, and their West Deptford is not in their bracket Barnegat. Anymore is Barnegat.
Yeah. Barnegat.
That's a big, you know, out there.
And then I guess the other question is, can Red Bank Catholic take the next step and at least get to the championship
finals.
Game? I mean, beating St. Joe Montvale again, very tall order. But you know, last year they made the semis. They gave Del Barton all they could handle. Can now they? Get back and make it to the championship game.
Kevin, you should mention that there is an extra group this year.
Yeah, let's quickly talk about that.
Group 5.
Yeah.
I don't like it. You're going to see more mediocrity in the playoffs. This theory that everybody's got to be in the playoffs and everybody's got to be a state champion is a bunch of nonsense. Losing is part of the process. It's part of growing up. Also, the other thing is that you have these under 500 teams that they're going to put in now to fill out these brackets. It's possible you can have a two-win team, a one-win team in the playoffs playing a number one seed like Don Bosco. I think that's dangerous physically. I don't like it. I think it should go back to the other way.
It just comes really off as a straight – to me, it comes off as a straight money gouge. But
yeah, it is. That's exactly what it is.
You know, we want kids to get more medals. And if you can just buy some of these T-shirts and all this other stuff we're selling, that would be great too.
Yeah, the biggest thing there, Steve, you mentioned, is that non-500 teams have a chance to get in.
Yeah. It cheapens
– to fill the eight
It cheapens
slots.
Making – you know, a team's going to say, well, we've made the playoffs the last 10 years. Well, five of those years you weren't even 500.
Well, look at this. There's 15 teams in a section, and 8 of them are going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
like the old NHL used
like,
to be.
Like, to me, I think it's way harder in some of these cases to win a division.
Oh, absolutely.
Than a state title.
Absolutely. Oh, I don't think there's
any doubt
about
like
it.
That.
No.
Just
no.
like it's easier – to make all state at the end of the year than it is to make all Shore.
Right.
Am I right?
In your groups. Yeah. I have yet to find anyone who thinks this is a great idea.
Especially when we were so close to an overall group playoff.
You know,
and now you've gone completely the other direction.
This is backward.
Yeah, this is backward. Listen, I don't think we're ever going to see the overall state thing. I think they're going in the other direction unless you have a total upheaval in the NJSIAA or the way the whole thing is run in New Jersey. But, I totally agree with you. This whole thing, like every kid's got to get a trophy. I mean, we are breeding a generation of mediocrity, you know?
Absolutely.
And there is nothing wrong with the playoffs being a reward for a very good season, not like an automatic given because you were adequate.
Right.
And that's what it comes down to. Adequate average teams are going to get in the playoffs.
And they're not only going to get in the playoffs, they're going to be some that win state championships, you know, which to me I think is just completely ridiculous that it's gotten to this point where the next thing you do is just keep expanding and expanding. Yeah. I mean, it's just – I think it's gotten totally – and it's funny because whenever you talk to people from other states –
I was going to say, are they laughing at
they
us?
They go, you have 24 state champions? Yeah. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, that sounds worse now. 20 sounded bad, but 24 sounds worse.
Unfortunately, we have a generation that's still alive that loves the Thanksgiving Day football games. Oh, and boy. Until that generation moves on.
Hey, listen, we just got past Labor Day. Let's leave Thanksgiving alone.
Until that generation moves on, you're going to have this backward playoff system.
Hey, it should be fun. We always look forward to the high school football season. It's here tomorrow night, man. It kicks off. Hopefully the weather will be good around the shore this weekend for season openers everywhere to get out and support Shore Conference football, because it's really run better in the state of New Jersey. Check out our website, shoresportsnetwork.com, all season long. Of course, we'll be here every Thursday night at Baker's Water Street Grill, and Steve and Scott will be regular contributors during the course of the fall. Coach Charlie, I'll see you tomorrow night at the Fabio Field, Stang's Dragon.
I'll be there.
Thanks to our host from the Water Street Grill. Delighted to be here. Look forward to it every Thursday night. Silent J back at the studios. Tom Dreadley here with assistant Eric, everyone. Have a great football evening. You've been listening to the
Barnabas Health High School Football Show, live from the Water Street Bar and Grill in Toms River on 105.7 The Hawk, was powered by Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers. Join us again next week. Get a complete look at Shore Conference football. And for more, anytime, log on to shoresportsnetwork.com.